is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
And here we go. Round three, Greg in Dallas, Texas. How the heck are you, brother?
Doing pretty good. Zoom, zoom.
Zooming right along in the CAR Firearms Group studios. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. All of it presented by X Insurance. If you're watching me on your television screens or your devices, welcome. Greg, before we get started with this roundtable, which is always a good one, tell people where they can watch the show and where they can get in on the chat, which we monitor during the live broadcast, please.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to watch the show and hear all the shenanigans between Mark and myself during the breaks, go to armedamericanradio.org. In the top right-hand corner, click those three little hash marks and select Watch Live, and you can see Mark on camera. If you want to join the chat 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, if you do not have Telegram messaging downloaded, hop in your app store and grab it. Create a profile, and then search for Armed American Radio Conversations. It's an open group. Just click Join.
And you can participate by commenting on the subject matter that we are discussing on the show, and from time to time, if we have time, we'll make sure to read one or two of those things on the air when some of the comments are great. And a lot of the comments in there are great, and we appreciate your participation. As Greg said, you can just visit armedamericanradio.com and click Watch Live, or you can also watch it on OpsLens, facebook.com/OpsLens, or Apple TV and the rest. You can do all that and watch us in high definition on your television monitors. All right. Because Neil McCabe was with us in the previous hour, we're going to go ahead and welcome Neil in as the first guest in the roundtable today. Mr. Neil McCabe, welcome back, and thanks for being here and sticking around for the roundtable, my friend.
Very glad to be on board and on duty, Mark.
Justin Moon, CEO of CAR Arms. This is the CAR Firearms Group Studios, guys. You know that. Justin, how you doing, brother?
Thanks for having me, Mark. Good to be on.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You are a fan favorite for a reason, no doubt about it. And another fan favorite, Brad Primo, CEO, Lead Slingers Whiskey. We're on the Lead Slingers mic with you. Brad, how you doing, man? You ready to rock and roll?
Yep, doing great, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for being here and giving us your time today, as every week. All you guys, we appreciate it much. I am going to start the conversation where I kind of left off with Neil in the previous hour. If you were just joining us, I was talking about the shenanigans going on in the U.S. Senate and the passing of that massive spending bill. And part of that bill, which, Neil, you correct me if I'm wrong, doubles the size of the IRS. We already know that the alphabet soup agencies are weaponized. We're watching Congress come after manufacturers and individual gun owners. We're watching the ATF bang on doors in Delaware. We're hearing sheriffs around the country say to their constituents, if that happens to you, you call me. The threat is real and it's happening. The new spending bill that just passed with Kamala Harris, the tiebreaker vote. Is this going to impact gun owners? And I want your thoughts, and we'll continue the discussion around the table with what we all hear from your response to this.
All right, I'll take it in two parts. One, on the IRS agents and workers being hired, of course, that's something that the Democrats have been trying to do for years and years. There is a number out there that keeps floating around. Some people say it's, $300 billion, $500 billion, that basically the idea is, and this is what they talk about inside Capitol Hill, the idea is that without changing the tax law, if you just enforced the tax law as it exists and don't allow for the leakage and the fraud and whatnot, that you would pick up another $300 billion, $500 billion. And of course, the reason why there isn't a revolution in this country is because that $300-500 billion escapes and is allowed to stay with families and businesses. But having said that, because of this idea that you want to plug up the leakage from the tax code, the new agents are being scored as a positive for the deficit. So you're spending money, but that spending of money is treated like an investment that actually brings down the debt the way this thing is scored. And so that just tells you the kind of fraud and the kind of evil that we're dealing with in Washington. The IRS will 100% continue to be weaponized against gun owners and people who are in the gun industry, just like they've weaponized the Securities and Exchange Commission. They've weaponized the Environmental Protection Agency. It's like every tool. It's called the total government approach. And Biden has put out executive orders that says, when I have a policy, every agency in the government is ordered to enforce this policy as they can. And so there's no, believe me, there's no one in the IRS, right, who really loves conservatives. We saw what happened. The Tea Party revolution wave that we saw in 2010, you know, most of the sand that was thrown into the gears of the Tea Party and why it never became the dominant political force that everybody thought it would be is because the IRS threw sand in the gears and played games with their approvals for tax IDs and such. And so the Democrats see that as a win. The Republican establishment sees it as a win. We successfully used the IRS to jam up the Tea Party. They're going to use the IRS to continue that now, and they got 80,000 more people to do it with.
That's a doubling of the size of the IRS. And for those of you who might be new to the program, let me explain something to you. Why would Neil, and Justin, I'll come to you next, why would Neil say that the Republicans were cheering that on? Because the Tea Party was a threat to the establishment. And as Neil reminds us weekly on the show, there's the party of Washington and the party of not Washington. Justin, as a business owner, you are very well aware of what the Democrats want to do to the firearms industry. We saw that on full display with our friend Marty Daniel at Daniel Defense in the hearings in Congress. We saw Chris Colloy, Ruger, all that whole dog and pony show on display. Does the weaponizing or growth of a weaponized agency at the IRS concern you as a manufacturer? And then the real question I have for you, give you two prong. There's reports out, Justin, that the IRS has purchased just south of an additional trillion rounds of ammunition. Huh? Tell me what Justin thinks about both of these issues.
You know, Mark, it's a very ominous time in our country's history. You know, there isn't 300 or 500 billion which they can get from plugging leaks. I mean, if they start enforcing these the tax, quote unquote, loopholes, they're going to just create disincentive to work. And basically, people are going to cut back on working, and the government's going to get less money. Not only that, people are going to, you know, really start feeling the tyranny of government and the weight of government on them, and that could result in a very explosive situation in our country, especially with the current sentiment. I think this is a very bad idea. I think it's going to end very badly. For me and the gun industry, I've been audited and by so many different alphabet suits from the federal government that, you know, for me, it's probably not going to affect me, but there's going to be a lot of Americans who are going to be put under the ring and going to feel the full force of tyranny.
The boot on the neck is what that is. And you're right. It frightens people. Brad Primo, I'll let you take us to the break. With this, we've got about a minute and a half here. What Justin just said, I love that same. The full weight of the IRS or the full weight of the government frightens a lot of people. Address that, and also because you too are, you know, you're as tuned into anybody in the firearms industry, and as a business owner, how do you feel about this? And then talk to us. You know, there's reports that there's over 700,000 rounds of ammo bought by the IRS. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mark, I'll tell you, I don't know if you remember or not or no, but I mean, I have a background in accounting. I worked at a CPA firm for a couple of years. I'm very familiar with taxes and stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, the full weight is a good way to put it, because I think people don't realize that the IRS has its own court system. They have their own judges. They have their own prosecutors and their own court system, their own laws for the court system. You cannot beat them. And the saying about it is the IRS is the only organization that can lose a war and still dictate the terms of surrender, which is exactly what they do. The few times they actually lose a court case in their own court system, they just go back and reinterpret the rule, right? And then they say, if you don't like it, sue us. But you have to pay them before you can sue them. The entire system is set up in their favor. And so when you increase the tax apparatus, the tax collection apparatus, and the audit apparatus of the IRS, you're taking an entity that already has a ton of power and putting it on steroids.
Hold that thought right there, Brad. Hold that thought right there, because you've given me a couple other kind of spider leg questions. When we come back, I want to go back to Brad, and we're going to continue to go around the table, because that's what we do in a classic Armed American Radio Roundtable with Neil, Justin, and Brad. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in...
True and international average of pressure.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies, just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in the Carr Firearms Group studios with you, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day in the AAR Ranch studios here on the Lead Slingers microphone for you today. All of it presented by X Insurance. We'll talk about more of our partners coming up after another segment. I want to continue this discussion with Brad Primo. Brad, I know we had to cut you off just a little bit too quick, but you're talking about the weaponizing of the IRS, as we are in the previous segment with both you and Justin. We'll go to Neil on that question as well. Knowing the IRS background, I'm going to tell my theory here is that you're going to the businesses in the firearms community that you're going to see hurt first intentionally are going to be the dealers. The Democrats are already going after the dealers through the ATF. We've seen that happening now, as individual gun owners are. But the dealers will be the first ones to feel that boot on the neck. Would you agree with that?
It wouldn't surprise me. Anywhere income is generated in areas of the economy that they don't like, they're going to take an extra special look at and be really aggressive. I mean, I'm going to go back, and I just want to underline, you know, how dangerous the IRS can be. Since they are an executive branch, they have the force of law with their decrees. And, you know, there was a famous case years ago of a newspaper. They bought a newspaper, and they wanted to depreciate the customer list as an asset. So you got up in the weeds on that one. The IRS said, you can't do it. They fought that case out. The judge said, yeah, you can depreciate that asset, which is a deduction on their taxes. So the IRS comes back and says, okay, fine, you can depreciate it, but you have to depreciate it over like 39 years. So the tax deduction becomes minuscule.
And it was worthless. Recourse,
yeah, and so the only recourse the newspaper company had would be to sue them all over again and start from day one and take another decade and a half to adjudicate that case. And so they can literally just make up their mind that these are the rules and have to force a law, and you're going to spend a fortune in 10 years in court trying to beat them. And even if you do beat them, they'll just move the goalposts a little bit, and you're right back there at day one.
Yeah, by that time, you're out of business and retired if you've got anything left. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they will take what you have. They don't ask questions. They don't wait for you to get it. They take it. They'll put you on the street.
I'd rather owe money to the mafia. Like,
absolutely.
They'll just kill you. The IRS will torture you for the rest of your life.
And it's interesting, if I charged you the interest rates the IRS charges me, I'd be put in jail for loan sharking. Neil McCabe, tell me why the Internal Revenue Service would require 700,000 additional rounds of ammunition. It's got a lot of people concerned. And here's what I don't want to hear. I'm not telling you how to respond. But what I don't want to hear is, well, that's just media stuff. The media. What gives here? We know this to be the case because we see the purchases. Why?
Well, every agency now has their own government, has their own law enforcement branch. And so, you know, they have security guards and they have, you know, and the security guards have to go to the range and practice. I don't know this, but I'm assuming they have their own SWAT team. I mean, just walking, you know, around Washington, D.C., at night near Union Station, there are two buildings owned by the government printing office. The government printing office has their own cops, and I've seen them out there in full battle rattle. And, you know, these are very serious dudes. I often joke that, like, who would have guessed that the toughest guys would work for the government printing office? But same thing with the EPA. We remember 10 years ago when the EPA did a pre-dawn no-knock raid on the owner of Gibson Guitar because of the woods that he was using, right?
Right.
Who knew that the EPA had a SWAT team? They all have SWAT teams.
You know what I'm going to do? I've just named the government printing office cops. We're going to call them ink spots. They're now ink spots. But what do we call the IRS agents? I can't even say it on national radio lest I get kicked off the airwaves. It's frightening stuff, Justin. Go ahead, Neil, real quick.
Let me just barge in here just to say that, you know, the House Freedom Caucus was going to file a motion to impeach the IRS commissioner. Now, the House, this is when the Republicans controlled the House, right? First, the House Oversight Committee did it, and basically Speaker Paul Ryan told them to block it. That was Jason Chaffetz, who's now on Fox News, talking all big.
But, you know, he didn't go through with his impeachment, the IRS commissioner, and twice the House Freedom Caucus was going to do it. One time, the second time House Freedom Caucus, they said we're going to do it after the midterms. And the two guys who were going to file the motion were both guys who lost their primaries. And Speaker Ryan was still able to crush them and block the Freedom Caucus from impeaching the IRS commissioner for lying to Congress. And this is, you know, who defends, like politically, who has ever suffered for criticizing the IRS? And yet these are the extent that the Republican leadership went to protect the IRS. And now there's just more of them.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you're talking about Lerner, and dare I call her a witch?
It was Orville Loris Lerner, but it was the actual commissioner, because he told them that the hard drive was destroyed. Right? They subpoenaed the hard drive. They said the hard drive was destroyed, and then some joker in a warehouse in West Virginia says, "Hey, I have the hard drive now. Actually, it wasn't destroyed. I have it right here." And so the IRS then deleted it. So there you go.
Justin, let me go to you. Those two issues, to start this conversation, I believe the dealers, firearms dealers, are going to bear the brunt of any, quote unquote, to use their word, favorite word, crackdown when it comes to within the firearms community. I don't think it will be manufacturers first. I think it's going to be dealers, because we see this with the ATF being weaponized. We see licenses, revocations now up over 500%. By the ATF for not crossing a T or dotting an I, for example. This concerns me greatly with the IRS, because most of those are small business owners who are going to literally be wiped out, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that they're going to go after small business owners, but it's going to be primarily because they're looking for cash transactions. And so if there's a small business owner, he's buying and selling in cash a lot, and he's got, you know, he's, you know, not putting profit margins on the books and, you know, using cash to cover his daily expenses. Those are the marginal small business women, men and women, who they're going to go after. And they're just going to wipe them out. It'll be really bad.
Yeah, you know, interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because that begs this follow-up question here. When you're talking about a firearms transaction at a dealer, there is a record required of the dealer to keep that. And if I paid cash for a firearm, which I have done in the past, then, yeah, that's along the lines they're going to start looking at. Are the transactions and the profits matching and the numbers matching with the sales that they have to produce to the ATF? Yeah, this is scary stuff, Justin, scary stuff. And with a weaponized IRS, with their law enforcement and SWAT teams, which they have, I you know, this is definitely a cause for concern. So it frightens me. It really does.
It's bad. It's going to be bad.
I don't see... Not sure how do I phrase it. I don't see a way out of this. The bill is passed. I feel today the way I felt when Obamacare passed. Good God, this is with us permanently. It's never going to go away. When we come back, we'll give Brad Primo, CEO of Leadslinger's Whiskey, a small business owner, by the way, who's pro-gun and pro-freedom and pro-rights. In fact, I bet he has used the phrase "come and take it" or "don't tread on me" before. I'll tell you why I'm mentioning that when we come back with a roundtable. Don't go away.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com for more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back indeed. Car Firearms Group Studios lit up for you. We're on the downside of this hour already. I can't believe it. Time is flying by. Lead Slinger's Mike fired up for you. Mark Walters on the mic filling your prescription for freedom on hundreds of radio stations around the nation. And we appreciate all of our affiliates. And to those of you who are joining us on new affiliates around the country today, we love each and every one of you. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you. You'll enjoy it. I promise you, you're in for a treat every single week here on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We keep you updated on everything you need to know, what's going on behind the scenes, and a lot of the dirt that the mainstream media will never, ever, ever, ever tell you about what's happening in this ongoing fight. And it is an ongoing fight, believe me. It is a war being waged against your right to keep and bear arms. And all of this is presented by X Insurance and all of our partners. Please visit armedamericanradio.com to check them all out. And go out of your way. Prioritize these people who give their time, give their money to support this program and keep this voice on the airwaves now in our 14th year. We couldn't do it without them, which means we couldn't do it without you helping them. So please, if you're looking for something, we've got great products over there. Make sure to check out armedamericanradio.com and click on our partners. The least of which, please, if you don't have the Heaven's Harvest food yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Okay, save up. Put the couch change away. Do what you need to do. Put off another purchase. It's that important. HeavensHarvest.com. It's $184, right around there, $183, $184, for that entree bucket of fantastic meals. You will sleep better at night. Your family will sleep better at night. You won't realize it until you have it. But like I do, once you have it, you realize, wow, I am sleeping better. It's just peace of mind. How much is peace of mind worth to you and your family? I can promise $183 will provide you that peace of mind for a fairly small sum. And unfortunately, today, $183 is a fairly small sum. So please do that and use the promo code AAR, get free shipping. Clayton Llewellyn and the family will ship it to you for free, or you can use the promo code CASE and they'll send you that Pelican pistol case. We do have other orders of those pistol cases, so make sure to take advantage of that. That's what I would recommend you do. Grab that cool Pelican pistol case. Welcome back to the show. Brad, let me go back to you about go ahead and finish up your comments. We got cut off by the break, if you would, about the IRS. And then I want to ask you about patriotic symbols and statements that Ted Cruz hammered that smarmy ass Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, about. And it was brilliant exchange, by the way. Go ahead, Brad.
As far as the IRS goes, they're talking about increasing the size of it by, you know, 80,000 plus people. I mean, like, my question is, where are they going to find these people that are qualified to do that type of work? And my gut tells me they're not going to have to find that many people who are qualified to do that kind of work. So they're going to hire a bunch of idiots. So go ahead, sleep tight on that one, too. So.
Yeah, right. Oh, good heavens. All right. Christopher Wray was grilled, and he was grilled, but in particular by Ted Cruz. And it was a fantastic exchange when the FBI puts out a list of patriotic symbols, statements, the Gonzalez flag. Come and take it. I have it flying right here off of this AAR studio building right now. On the back deck at AAR Ranch, I have an American flag, an Arizona flag. Even though I live in Georgia, my heart's in Arizona, guys. Always has been. Love that. And I also have a Gadsden flag. Don't tread on me. That makes me, according to Christopher Wray and the FBI, a potential domestic terrorist. And Brad, what Cruz pointed out to Christopher Wray brilliantly, he held up a Virginia license plate that has the Gadsden Don't Tread on Me, for example. And he held up his boot that has the Gadsden flag, or the Gonzalez flag, the famous statement, come and take it. I have one flying right here. What gives? Yet I didn't see any Antifa. I didn't see any KKK, as Cruz pointed out. But all patriotic symbols and phrases that go back to the founding of this nation. What does that tell you?
I mean, it's a straight out communist playbook from the early 20th century, honestly. But, you know, I'm going to point out that I kind of got a little bit of a chuckle when I was reading about this, because if you ever pick up a bottle of our Fighting Spirit Rye, on the inside of the back label, as you drink right. the whiskey, you will see the Gonzalez flag on the inside label. Our Minuteman single malt whiskey, it's a famous image of an American Minuteman, putting powder in his rifle. I noticed that image was also listed as a possible, extremist or, you know, whatever nonsense you want to call it. I have a couple of thoughts. One, I'm actually kind of proud that people that hate me and that I also dislike consider me to be maybe a little bit dangerous or untrustworthy, because to them I am.
I love that. Wow.
You know, so they can hate. If you're a communist or lefty, I want you to hate me. I want you to hate me and everything I stand for, because I hate communism. And I hate leftism. We're not friends. So go ahead and pour the hate on.
Greg, there's a drop for you, brother.
But the idea that you shouldn't be a patriotic American, you're proud of what this country has done. This is the grandest experiment that mankind's ever accomplished. This is the last place. There's nowhere else to go. If you want liberty,
it was patriotic symbols. It was the Minuteman and patriotic symbols and statements like that that made this country what it is today. And Justin, I can't wait to hear your response to that. We'll get to you in just a second. I can't wait. I know listeners feel the same way. Neil, your thoughts. Again, weaponized FBI. This is indicative of that, is it not?
Well, I actually had the chance to interview Ted Cruz for One America News while I was at CPAC. And,
Cruz just made the point that everybody, you know, is making about this is like, when did symbols of American patriotism somehow become indicative of extremist or dangerous behavior? And this word they use all the time, extremist, is, you know, they're not saying terrorist. They're saying extremist. And extremist could be a terrorist, but it also refers to somebody's speech and behavior. And so it's a way of sort of casting a very wide net that would include conservatives and gun owners. And, you know, just to sort of make this point about how regular people can be caught up in this definition, that license plate that he held up was actually belonged to a Cruz staffer who was the guy who helped arrange the interview for me. And so, you know, these are regular people. And yeah, there's a lot of regular people who are going to be targeted because of their views.
Justin Moon, I'm handing you the mic, brother. Take it as long as you want. I know this is right up your alley. But again, this is the weaponization of the federal alphabet soup against conservative Americans, against gun owners. We have had to face this forever, but they are very vocal about it now, particularly with these attacks on these American symbols and of our patriotism and our founding. Justin, take it away.
He meant they basically classified 2A supporters and any American patriots as a militia violent extremist, or AKA a domestic terrorist. The problem with that definition or category is that we have on the books the Patriot Act, and that was reauthorized in the National Defense Authorization Act, where if the law enforcement agencies define you as a domestic terrorist, they can pick you up without giving you your rights, without any rights, and they can hold you indefinitely. So basically, this taken together with what's already on the books basically will allow the FBI to come round anybody who they deem to be their political enemy, pick them up off the street without due process, hold them in a secret prison, and throw away the keys until they rot and die. This is turning us into actual communist China-type dictatorship.
Yeah, it is truly remarkable. And guys, I remind you, as we go to the break, Justin, I'll come back to you when we come back, so you can finish those thoughts, and I'll throw another question at you. Guys, they hate what we talk about here. They hate we're even discussing this. They hate the name of this program is Armed American Radio. And all we're doing is talking about exercising our constitutional freedoms. Think about that over the break. We'll be right back.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 TE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR listeners, you're tuned in to personal security. It's why you carry a gun or maybe own a fire extinguisher. Why wouldn't you do the same with the financial assets you've accumulated over the years? Cornerstone Asset Metals is managed by accredited asset management specialists that serve your needs in protecting and preserving your wealth through dedicated customized strategies just like they do for me. Founder and CEO Terry Strake and his team are here to serve you. Visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com for more information and to talk to an advisor. cornerstoneassetmetals.com for more. Armed American Radio listeners, I'm proud to announce a new partner here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program, Revelation1911Armory.com. Family owned and operated, the family started the company in order to protect our Second Amendment rights, and it's grown into a full-fledged online business. We want everybody to be able to exercise and express their God-given rights. Revelation1911Armory.com does that. What's available for you? Ammo, handguns, rifles, shotguns, magazines, accessories, and more. Revelation1911Armory.com. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
All right. I have to apologize. The segments are just flying right by. I asked Greg to slow the clock down, and he just couldn't do it. He can do all kinds of crazy stuff, but he can't do that. We're already in the final segment, so we're going to move quick. Let me just remind you to please visit all of our partners that make these discussions possible. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can find them all there. We are in the Car Firearms Group studios. If you don't have any Car Firearms, let me tell you, the trigger is amazing on any of the Car Firearms. Make sure to check it out. I know it firsthand because I have a bunch of them. Ledslinger's Whiskey, great stuff. Enjoy their products responsibly like I do and many, many others do. And check out all the cool patriotic stuff on the bottles. It's really cool stuff, as you heard Brad saying in the previous segment. And remember that all of this is brought to you by X Insurance. Check out DanielDefense.com and make sure to support the CrimeResearch.org site, Dr. John Lotz, CrimeResearch.org. He supports this program. We support him back. All we have to do is donate. Greg donates $5 a month. I think I donate $50 a month. Join the organization, the Second Amendment Foundation. Join the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And visit all of our partners that make all of this possible, please. It's why we're here. Justin Moon, CEO, Car Arms. Let's go back to you for just a second. I felt like I had like I cut you off because of the break. Did you want to add anything to your previous statements?
Well, they also have the FEMA camps lined up and ready to hold domestic terrorists. So it looks like they're going to go full war against the American people. It's crazy, Mark.
It really, truly is. And I want to remind listeners that your family knows a little bit about communism. You told us briefly about it last week. You understand better than anybody else what can happen. And those of you who think, it can't happen, it can happen. Get your head out of the sand. Look at what this government is doing. Look at what the Democrats are doing. Ask yourself, as I ask you to think about all the time. I've been saying this for years. I ask you this question. When you lay your head down to sleep tonight after this program, whatever time you go to bed, think about what I'm about ready to say to you. What is it about their agenda that requires your disarmament? You think about that, and you will come up with an answer. I'll let you decide for yourself what that may be. Guys, I was talking in the previous segment with A.W.R. Hawkins, talking about how we can harden our schools. And this is obviously a big topic of discussion after what happened in Uvalde, no doubt, as it should be. And we have the answers. And the answer is harden our schools by keeping the damn doors locked, number one, and arming our schools. You have a North Carolina sheriff who is putting, and has made it clear, a safe with an AR-15, extra magazines, and a breaching device inside every school in his district. Brad, to you first, why hasn't that been done before? And to me, it seems like a brilliant idea. Do you think this is something that might get legs around the country, or will the media just try to destroy the idea?
The media will try to destroy the idea. It may get legs in some parts of the country. It has not been done before because, unfortunately, if you ever worked in an office, you understand what the tyranny of weaklings is. Mm-hmm. And it is where, if you're a strong person and you're surrounded by wimps and weaklings, the weaklings will gather together and team up to take down the strong person because they're afraid of you. They're intimidated by strength because they know that they cannot possibly compete or be on your level. And so I think that's part of the reason why a lot of Democrats don't like guns or gun owners, because frankly, if you are a responsible gun owner, you have a position of strength when dealing with criminals, with fear and anxiety. You have a tool at your disposal that puts you on a level playing field. And that's really frightening to weaklings and wimps. And so they'll do whatever they can to bring you down to their level, their level of weakness in fear. And so they're going to do what they can to keep this from happening. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can put an AR-15 in every school in this country, and not a single one of them is going to jump off the wall and shoot somebody by itself. It's going to take somebody actually using it. They don't want you to believe that because, the fear of the weapon itself is paramount. They got to have you afraid of something. Those big, bad AR-15, there's millions of them in use and circulation right now in the United States. And somehow that's the scariest possible thing that could, ever be designed by mankind.
Well said. And to put some numbers to what Brad is talking about, Neil, as we move over to you real quick, that number is estimated by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Neil, to be 24.5 or greater million or greater. 24.5 million or greater AR-15s. Clearly in common use at the time. Neil, you know better than anybody at this table how the media works. You know my disdain for the media. Are we going to see a media backlash on this North Carolina sheriff for doing this? And the question I had for AWR, and I don't know that we'll ever know the answer to this, I'd like to know that there's a teacher there that has, or whoever it is, a staff member there that also has access to that. Now, what he did remind us was that there were deputies in these schools already. That's great. But I'd like to know that someone in that school staff also has access to this. Will the media try to kill this idea? Because this should have legs across the country. This should be the norm, the normal in every single school. It should have been for years, Neil.
I think the normal reflex for the mainstream media would be to go after this sheriff. But, they really had a swing and a miss when, the left-wing media, including President Joseph R. Biden Jr., tried to exploit for political purposes a 10-year-old's rape and abortion in Ohio.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the guy who did it was like an illegal alien and all of a sudden the ground shifted below them. And that story went into the black hole. And so, Uvalde is a very interesting situation because, normally one of these school shootings, we saw what happened with the passing of the red flag laws and everything, but normally there's like this huge drumbeat about the gun panic and get rid of the guns. But over time, what's happened with Uvalde, it's, you know, people are now, what people are now talking about is, you know, let's not leave our doors unlocked or propped open. Let's not have the police wait 77 minutes in the hallway. And it shifted on them, and they lost control of the narrative. I think they're going to let this one pass because of what they've lost the narrative before. And I think that they, especially after that brave guy in the mall took down that guy as he emerged out of the men's room, I think that right now they're just going to let this one pass.
Justin, 30 seconds, take it away. Does this get the legs it should?
Well, you know, they'll never support anything which makes sense and anything that works in terms of defending
spot
our kids.
On.
They want high body count.
Spot on. I'm going to leave it at that. You're spot on with that. They won't ever support anything that seems to make sense because it's simply, and Neil hit on this, as did Red, it just simply doesn't fit their agenda. And Brad, by the way, the very people that you were referring to, I refer to as the water cooler crowd. These are the people who will get rid of all of the strong people because they know the strong people will overtake them in whatever career path they have. I used to tell my wife and my kids, never be one of those water cooler people. Go to work, do your great job, and guess what? You'll step over them every step of the way. Weakness is fear. And that's what they want, ladies and gentlemen. They want you scared. That's why they cover these stories the way they cover them. Guys, thank you for being here. As always, Neil McCabe, Now One American News. We love you. We can't wait to see you on television as we've been watching you now that you've embarked on that career journey one more time. Great stuff. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Thank you for being here and your support of the program. And Brad Primo, CEO, Ledslinger's Whiskey. Guess what, guys? We're going to get up and do this again tomorrow because they don't want me to. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Armed American Radio Network.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Ledslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Ledslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit ledslingerswhiskey.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.